When you think of entertainment and culture in Milwaukee, what comes to mind? Is it beer, is it cheese, or brats? What about festivals, especially this time of year? Milwaukee is known for having one of the biggest outdoor music festivals in the world. What's more, there are plenty of ethnic festivals during the summer months. But just why are there so many? WUWM summer intern Luna Lepov has the story.
I live in France, and I came to Milwaukee last month to spend part of the summer working in the WUWM newsroom. As I learned about the city, one of the things that caught my eye was the number of ethnic festivals. So I started looking into them, including by visiting Germanfest. It was a Saturday afternoon on the Summerfest grounds on Lake Michigan, and many people were wearing traditional German costumes. For the guys, hats with feathers, shorts with suspenders, and long white socks. And the ladies, an off-the-shoulder white top, a long skirt, and of course, a corset. As the parade went through the grounds, onlookers drank enormous cups of beer. And I asked a number of them what drew them to the festival. For some people, it's obvious.
The beer.
We like beer.
The beer and the food.
Christopher Connell has been coming here for 10 years, and he explains why attending the festival is important for him.
It's part of who I am. A tradition, and it's my heritage, so it's important to me.
For Barb Wolf, who has also been coming for years, the festival has an emotional impact. Indeed, she has a very special memory here.
Actually, I've been coming for over 30 years, and I was just telling my children, who are adults, that 32 years ago, after their dad and I were here with my parents, he proposed to me that night. So yeah, Germanfest has a lot of very fond memories for me.
Milwaukee's Germanfest has been around for nearly 40 years. It got its start in 1981. But Germanfest is not the oldest ethnic festival in Milwaukee. Festa Italiana was started in 1978, and it's the first ethnic festival in Milwaukee to be held on their Summerfest grounds. John Goda is a Milwaukee historian that has the answer to almost any question you could think of. He says Milwaukee's ethnic festivals are connected to the city's ethnically diverse history. In the late 1800s, immigrants flooded Milwaukee for jobs as the city became more industrialized. The population tripled in size, with people moving here from Germany, Poland, England, Ireland, Russia, and other countries. Goda says once they were here, it was important to them to preserve culture as much as they could. He talks about how Festa Italiana got its start.
So back in 1978, the Pompeii Men's Club and the church that was torn down for the freeway was called Our Lady of Pompeii on Jackson Street. And they decided to hold a reunion of Pompeii members and invite everyone else. And that's the beginning of Festa Italiana. So that was the first of the ethnic festivals. And they were so successful. I mean, they were getting, 70,000 people, at some point.
Goda says because of the success of Festa Italiana, it only made sense that additional groups follow suit. There are a number of ethnic festivals on the Summerfest grounds, including Polish, Mexican, and Irish Fest, which begins tomorrow. And groups celebrate many more countries, including India, Greece, and the Philippines, at other locations around town. That's on top of the Holiday Folk Fair International each fall. It's now in its 76th year. So, just how valuable are the ethnic festivals to Milwaukee? Kristen Saddle is with Visit Milwaukee, the City Tourism Association. She says not only ethnic festivals, but all the festivals are vitally important to Milwaukee's tourism economy.
They drive hotel room stays. They drive business to the downtown area or to neighborhoods where the festival is being held. They keep our restaurants busy. They keep our locals engaged. They keep our tourists happy. And so they're just very important to the overall tourism economy.
It would take a long time to visit all of the city's ethnic festivals. At last count, there are more than 20 each year in the Milwaukee area. Luna Lepoivre, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.